We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. With over 10 million refugees coming into America, with the farmers in Europe gathering together to protest and to support their farms, the people moving and migrating out of the Middle East into different areas, all of these things affect us on a bigger scale, affect our energy. And so we want to share today about how this migration into America for all these millions of people, how it affects us here, and what Tom and I have been really working with lately as far as feeling things and going, why are we experiencing all this stuff? That's what we're going to share about today on this episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Teresa. Hello, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about being sensitive. Now, we've talked about that in the past, and a lot of our focus was being sensitive to loved ones or people who are close into our environment. So, you know, my sensitivity begins with me as a soul, my guidance, and then it moves out, you know, to those who are closer to us. So like Teresa and I feel a lot of what each other is feeling. And a lot of times we've talked about the fact that it's important to discern what we're feeling and realize it's not us. So today we want to talk about how sensitivity to the greater environment that you live in, you know, whether it's your neighborhood, your city or town, your state, and your country and the world.
Right. So in talking about for us in America right now, so in the past 3 years, we've had over 10 million migrants coming into this country from Mexico, from South America, from actually all over the world, the Middle East, Africa. And so all of these people are coming in through into our country, and they are like, it's like an energetic migration. So think about maybe like, say, years ago with the bison, right? The bison are out west, and there's millions of bison just all everywhere, moving everywhere, and they're a big energy field. And so these people coming into here with, you know, with, well, all of their stuff, right? Their concepts, their beliefs, their, you know, maybe not understanding how to speak the language, all of the stuff they have going on inside of them. But as a group, they're flowing into our country. And so lately, Tom and I have been tuning into some different energies and questions for ourselves. So we're like, why are we feeling this way? And I have chills as I say this, because this is such a big topic, guys, and listeners out there, for really understanding how so much of what goes on, even outside of what we can really affect, because, you know, we can't go, hey, don't come into our country, or hey, you know, farmers, stop doing this, or whatever, you know, whatever it is, wherever you're at in your, you know, part of the world, all we can do is what we can do for ourselves, but we are feeling it.
Yes. So we're not here to discuss whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. From our perspective today, we're just sharing about the energy ramifications. And all I mean by that is that if we're talking about the migrants, and apparently 10 million is a low number, you know, that's the conservative figure, you know, that you've got people who are coming into a brand new situation. They're going to have their insecurities. You know, they're going to wonder, am I going to be allowed to stay here? Am I going to find work for myself? And it will be challenging for many of them, just like it would be challenging for any of us to move to another place that we're not familiar with and, you know, find work or find meaningful work. You know, I lived in Australia for, as you know, about 28 years, was really based there. And I would come back and forth to the States. But in Australia, you know, it was a challenge. And there's a friendly place. They speak English. They're like us. I had plenty of Australian friends. It was a challenge for me to find work. I wasn't raised in that environment. There's cultural differences that I didn't even recognize. And especially in Australia, you know, you think they're like us, but there were, you know, things that had I been raised there, I'd have been more aware of. So I wanted to mention that the energy of February, the keyword that we're working with spiritually is affluence. So that's a beautiful keyword, and it has the right, the sorts of vibrations that, you know, we want to tune into. But what I've been feeling, and I'd like to ask you if you've been feeling the same, is that there's been an intense feeling of like not feeling affluent or really concerned about what's going to happen in 3 or 6 months, or, you know, worried about the financial situation. And we all know that we're in some challenges in this country generally with, you know, inflation and et cetera, et cetera. So all that's normal. I mean, these challenges come and go through our lives. But what we wanted to key off on is that if you felt that you were feeling something a little extra strong than your normal concern. You were talking about it this morning.
Yeah. What I was talking about this morning was the fact that you and I were just going like, hey, we're feeling this. We're feeling like, you know, what am I to do next? Where am I going next? And you know, am I going to, like Tom said, am I going to be able to make it? Am I going to be able to, you know, to maneuver? Where am I going? I mean, really, it's about the next step, honestly. And so we tuned in and we really got the insight from Spirit about how we're picking up on the migrants. And, you know, we live in Iowa, so there's not a whole lot of them here in the state, but in other places, California, Texas, New York, Illinois, you know, but as a collective energy, you know, energy of all of us, we are picking up on them even thousands of miles away. But so that's what I've noticed is the fact that, you know, for me, I'm secure with where I'm at, where we're living, with our finances, et cetera, but they're not. And like Tom was saying, you know, and a lot of them have come in and they don't speak the language, and they've been put in places, they've been displaced, because moving into this as a group of energy and as a group of souls, we were there was no structure, infrastructure to put them in a place where they could be productive, where they could get jobs, where they could, like, you know, we're all immigrants. I mean, my family, you know, was Spanish, Danish, we've all come, Mexico, we've all come from different places. And you too, you're, you know, Switzerland.
Swiss. German and Irish. And
so we're all immigrants. So, but, you know, coming into the different time frames we've all come on to, into the, you know, the different countries, had made a difference, because back then we were all, I'm sure, our great grandfathers and grandmothers, you know, they were building up this country. And so where we're at now, though, they're displaced. And so we're feeling that energetically. And that's what Tom and I were really picking up on this morning.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good to be concerned about your finances, or it's good to be concerned about your future and your plan for the year, especially early in the year. You know, often people regroup and say, hey, which way am I going? But what I wanted to get into was that, you know, in the past, we've talked about how people that we love or close into our environment go through things, and we can pick up on what they're feeling. And there's an assumption by many of us at different times that that feeling or that emotional turmoil that we're going through is ours, or that lack of clarity might be a better way to put it. You know, just a lack of clarity about my direction, or an overreaction to a situation or a circumstance. You might say, for me, it's I'll lose that ability to be solution oriented about what challenges that do come up, because I'm so sensitive, I'll pick up on whatever other people are going through. So we talked about that in a few episodes. The bigger picture is that when you've got that many souls moving into a new area, we're all as a collective going to feel it. So again, we're not trying to say this is right or it's wrong, or, you know, it could be good or it is good or it could be better. I mean, that's not what we're really talking about. We're just saying the truth is that there's a lot of energy, a lot of energy moving in to a new situation.
And also a focus. So, you know, there's always, you know, things going on the planet in different areas, but the focus right now is, you know, all these souls are I hope excited to come here, right? And then there's, you know, apprehension here on people when they're coming in different areas is, well, okay, so where are we going to put them? How do we work with this? You know, what's going on there, you know, somewhere in the streets and et cetera. So it's like, you know, understanding how, what you're picking up on, and that, again, like Tom was saying, that it may not be you, but there may be this bigger influx of energy that's coming in from this perspective. And like I said, there's always things, and there is right now all over the world going on. And we do pick up on other stuff too. And Tom and I've mentioned in the past how, you know, his children are in, or his sons are in Australia, and he oftentimes picks up on them. So we pick up on the people that are closest energetically to us, but we also pick up on the energy. And that's what I've really noticed lately. A lot of people talking about, oh gosh, I feel out of sorts. I feel disconnected. I don't feel like, you know, what am I here to do? I mean, really, a lot of the things we've brought up, these questions that we have felt, I've heard from other realms, from other people, from other communities that I'm involved in. So this is a really big concern right now of how to move through this time frame and moving forward, because, you know, the people are probably going to be, they're going to be here. Some have already gone back to places because they realize there's nothing going on right here that can support them at the time. There's too many people. But how to work with this energy that we're all feeling at this moment.
So, Teresa, you're very sensitive.
Yeah.
And I would like you to, for our listeners, just pinpoint for yourself some of those emotional feelings that you're picking up from that thrust of energy that's moving in. So,
yeah. Well, the first thing that I feel is I really feel in my heart. So I feel sadness. I feel some distress and anxiety and disheartened. I really feel disheartened. And so those are the feelings that I'm getting. And honestly, I don't feel it in my gut, nowhere else. I really feel it in my heart. So that's probably what a lot of
drive.
Yeah.
Their drive, their incentive. And I'm picking up that lack of solid ground or secure ground. I also pick up an emotional feeling of not sure what's going to happen. And, you know, as we observe, you know, as we watch the news media and so forth, and we find out, you know, where they're being housed and how many are coming in and who's coming in and all that kind of thing. You know, the interesting thing is that when I tune into those folks, they're going through some stuff. I mean, it's not like, oh, wow, this is great. There's trepidation there. So if you have trepidation or you're feeling a little fearful about your next move, let's say in business or in your family relationships, you, as I pick up those feelings, I'll talk in the first person, you know, as I pick up some of that for myself, and some of that's healthy because it's important, you know, to, you know, there's a positive aspect to having those reactions, because then we can take their flags that we need to do something different. You know, you need to be concerned about your finances because you need finances. You need money to roll in, to pay the mortgage, to eat every week and one way or another. However you get it, that's up to you. But it's like an amplified reaction. So especially at my age in my life, you know, I'm a mature guy. I've been through lots of experiences. I've been through ups and downs, and so to speak, and challenges. But so I have a lot of confidence in myself normally, a lot of confidence, and that's the real me. So if I am a little concerned about something that's new to this year, I might find that I'm feeling that times 10 because I'm picking up on the vibration of some of those folks who are, you know, traveling our way. And we're not saying all those folks are feeling this. It's just that you might watch the news and say, wow, well, they're real happy they're here and they're, you know, they're going to be taken care of and they're being bussed here and there. But really, how their emotional feeling or their emotional certitude is not necessarily that clear. I'm sure some of them are very clear, but there is a thrust of energy that's out of balance, and their inner security, whilst they've made this big move, it's kind of like any of us. You know, you might win a new job, and then first you're excited, and then after a while you wonder, geez, am I really going to be able to do this job? You know, that might be you know, something that people are familiar with experiencing.
Yeah, what else is coming to me too is in the situation we're at here in America. So I just got an insight from Spirit that it's not even just all the migrants' energy also, it's the people, especially in the bigger cities, that are anxious, that are
anxious, yes.
Totally anxious, like, oh my God, you know, people everywhere, what do we do with these people? And you know, getting support. And so we just really want to share this today, everyone, because we know that everyone's a soul in a physical body. We've talked about that many times, and we're all sensitive. And so Tom and I especially like to, you know, try to make this practical, and in the sense that this is not about woo-woo, it's not about weird or mystical. This is like real life stuff. Like if you get up in the morning and, you know, and everything's okay in your existence and you go, why do I feel like I don't know where I'm going today? Or why do I have this dread or this anxiety in my chest or my gut or whatever? We just really want to, you know, really share this about the fact that, you know, we all pick up on these things and we just don't really understand exactly where it's coming from. And so we just wanted to give some perspective of what we're putting together for ourselves and the reality of where we're at right now with energetically everything going on, especially in America at this moment.
Yeah. And, you know, you can feel it when somebody new moves into the neighborhood. You can feel it when somebody new comes to your house. You know, the energy changes. I think many sensitive people would, you know, relate to that. We're here to help you realize that you're sensitive to even bigger pictures. And again, you know, we're not saying it's right or wrong or good or bad that there's migrants or asylum seekers. There are solutions. There's always solutions, you know, and they're just souls on their journey. And
like our you know, past ancestors were many, many, many years ago, right? Yeah.
And in fact, you know, where you're aligned politically is not really what we're talking about. It's just being aware, helping highlight for folks to be aware when they're feeling feelings that are, say, the opposite of feeling affluent. You know, for me, feeling affluent is that feeling of being in the right place at the right time, knowing that my success will unfold, knowing that all I need to do is just to be available, show up, have some goals, organize myself, you know, to take the steps I need to take to be, you know, more successful or move in the directions that I'm more interested in being in. What does affluence mean to you?
Yeah, for me, it's really being relaxed as the next steps like present themselves and unfold. And it's so interesting that that is the key word for this month of February 2024, in the sense that what we're feeling is not affluent. You know, we're feeling really the opposite, because that's what, you know, we're really picking up on.
Yeah. So when I'm working with my guidance, you know, those are the kinds of feelings, the timing, the certainty, you know, that's when I'm working with my true feelings and my guidance and my inner wisdom. If something, a vibration that's a lower vibration, you know, moves into my aura, it will feel different. So that's, I think, the key points that I wanted to share today.
Yeah. So let's talk about what the listeners can do if they wake up and say, oh my God, why am I feeling all this? Or you guys are like us right now, you know, we are feeling this throughout different parts of the day when who knows what is going on around us out into the, you know, the environment. So let's talk about some solutions.
I think the first solution is to relax, check with, first of all, spiritually cleanse. We have that cleansing technique on our YouTube channel that's available for people to watch us demonstrate. Teresa does one, or in the book. That's a good one. And work with, in the Soulquake Survival Guide, your book, there's a technique on how to cleanse your environment. Mm-hmm. So what I find when I'm cleansing is I tune back into my inner pivot point, I want to call it, you know, where I'm more aware of what's me and what's not me. Those are the first couple of solutions. And then go ahead and write down, you know, whatever fear or anticipation you're feeling, put it in the best words that kind of fit your situation. And then you can always recheck with your guidance, you know, what percent of that is you? What percent of that is the environment? And you can check where it's coming from, either somebody close to you or somebody further outside. Or did you have any ideas as well?
Well, yeah, those would be obviously exactly what I would do also. And I would, you know, outflow with other people.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Finding like-minded people, hey, like us, that you can connect with and go, hey, let's talk about what I'm feeling, what's going on, you know, why am I experiencing all this? And, you know, there are a lot of people, like I mentioned earlier, you know, I'm in quite a few different communities, and I've noticed that people are having these same types of situations. So obviously we're not diving into, you know, the spiritual aspect like Tom and I are today, mm-hmm. but the recognition. And that's the thing too with, you know, people and the polar opposites that a lot of people are at right now and have been for the last few years, is that you can still come together and be supportive to one another. And you know, it didn't have to be exactly like-minded, like you believe me, what I believe what you believe, but the commonalities of why are we feeling this to everyone? Why, you know, mom and dad or sister or brother, you know, how are you feeling lately? Well, I'm feeling this way. Well, you know, you could even bring up the topic of, well, you know what? It could be this flow of a lot of people coming into the country that we're all energy. And, you know, you can even perhaps enlighten some people that may not understand this kind of text and this kind of subject matter, but what you believe in. I'm sure a lot of you probably are out there experiencing that, but outflow and sharing is for me a very, very big way of understanding and regrouping what I'm experiencing and also supporting other people that I love and are people who I'm connected with.
So is there anything you'd like to outflow from some of the sessions you've had recently with your some of the folks you've been working with in the spiritual realm?
Well, like I said, a lot of what we're coming up with today is exactly what's been, I've noticed, flowing through people and the insights that, as you know, I'm listening. And then, like I said, then I come back and then Tom and I have this experience of, what are you feeling? And I'm feeling the same way. And then we check in. Oh, this is what it's about. So really the communities and the people I've been connecting with on social media and in my business and personal, you know, personal energetic connections and things I'm doing for myself, I've recognized that, you know, being able to outflow and being able to really understand why I'm feeling all that I'm feeling, that a lot of it at this moment is not, I mean, it's me to a certain degree, right? I talked about that in an episode a few back about, you know, we are all energy, right? But we feel different energies that come through at different times. And this is what we're experiencing right now.
Well, like attracts like. So there's got to be something there that, you know, it connects with. So, but in the Soulquake Survival Guide as well, you've got some, you know, information that can help people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so that's one thing too, with, you know, the Soulquake Survival Guide is that, you know, I created that book really to help people relate to what they're going through. I mean, it's obviously about to, you know, going through experiences that shake you to the core, but it's really about also just relating and understanding. And I've heard that from different people that have read the book and they said, wow, you know, I had an experience like that. And I really thought it was weird, but you had it too, Teresa. So that relatability, and that also goes back to, again, outflowing with others, connecting with others, and sharing what you're feeling. And I know sometimes, you know, that may not be the easiest thing to do, but, and, you know, it feels like the right thing and the right thing to share with you guys and what to, in the next, and one possible solution for what we're all going through and being able to get through it.
Yeah, what comes to mind for me is remembering that emotions, I'm going to experience emotions, and it's how I communicate and express what's going on in my feelings. But I need to allow those emotions to move through. And the sooner that I get regrouped back to my true feelings, and that's how outflow helps me. You know, I play drums in a country and Western band, and I get to go out and outflow. And outflow for me is not just sharing with people about spiritual things or dropping hints, but also just enjoying myself and working with my creativity. Because pretty much all I can really do, you know, there are always solutions to all these situations that we're in, but all I can really do is my part within my environment. And if my day to day, I've got to focus on being where I need to be and working with and being happy and free with the people that I'm surrounded by. You know, there's no further for me to look than just in my local everyday experience.
Yeah. So that's a good place to end this.
I think it's a great place to end
this. I think that feels perfect. So we hope that this gave you guys, you listeners out there, some insights on maybe how you've been feeling lately, or even how you've been noticing other people feeling, because, you know, that's one thing we didn't really touch on, but, you know, this throws people off energetically and they can be in all kinds of different weird places. So just giving you some insights, some bigger insights that we put together for ourselves lately, and some solutions that you might work with. And if, like Tom mentioned, if you want to check out, maybe he'll put the link below in the show notes to the cleansing technique that we have on our YouTube channel.
Okay, good idea.
And of course, he'll have the, you know, the link in there also for the Soulquake Survival Guide, which has those three different spiritual cleansings, as well as other things that, you know, can support you in the journey right now.
Yeah, we have some free videos that you can get from the Wayshowers College,
which
are,
too, yeah.
There's several short videos that kind of give a big picture perspective of these spiritual things that we talk about in a simple, clear, organized way.
Amen to that.
Well, Teresha, I would like to say thank you for letting me share.
Well, you're welcome, Tom, and it's been wonderful. So we hope, again, you guys got some good insights from this. Thank you so much for listening in to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. We've really enjoyed sharing lately and bringing forth some of these insights and some of these things that are going on in the world right now and moving ahead, too.
Yeah, so remember
That life is too short to not be
enthusiastic about your unique journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College, and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.